1275-0, 12,750, Joseph and Holly Gordon seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for an existing shed, sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of East Trap Pond Road, approximately 0.49 mile from Parker Road. The 911 address is 22906 East Trap Pond Road, Georgetown, and the zoning district is AR1, the Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 19, Parcel 50.05. Specifically, the applicant is requesting an 11.86 foot and a 14.23 foot variance from the required 15 foot side yard setback for an existing shed. I would note, submitting to the record, we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, before we get started, Mr. Robertson is here. He will be handling this case. So I'm going to tag out and let him take my seat.
Very good. Thank you. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Please come forward. Mr. Robertson will swear you in.
Okay.
Second, if you could state your name for the record while I'm getting situated.
Holly Gordon.
Okay, and your address?
22906 East Trap Pond Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
All right, thanks, Ms. Gordon. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks. You could explain your case to the board, please.
So essentially, my husband and I, it's our first home that we purchased in 2009. Our first time any real estate, anything like that. It's a wooded lot set back off the road. As you can see, 1.25 acres or 2.6. And there was, I believe it's in your packet, so I didn't bring it. They said I didn't need to. But there's a shed on a permanent foundation that was there when we purchased it. There was also a gravel driveway right next to it that was in use. Unfortunately, we were young and the realtor we used wasn't very forthcoming and we didn't get a new survey. And I guess she just threw in the old survey that was there that did not have the shed on it. So we didn't even know that it wasn't on the survey until our neighbor, Miss Lingo, well, actually I knew before then because I was trying to get a landscape design done. I didn't realize it was that close to the setbacks, but Miss Lingo, who's here now, wants to put a fence up. And when she had her property line done, that's when we realized how close the shed was to the setbacks.
Okay.
And I should note, it's also in the packet, there is another property marker that's on Miss Lingo's property that we always kind of just assumed was that, but it was not. It's probably 10 or 15 feet, you know, past what it was. And then Miss Lingo had her line strong, and that's when and then I redid it with our survey because, and I think she was, you know, wanting to make sure everything was okay, so filed a complaint. And that's when I had my survey done, and we realized that they aligned with what her numbers were as well.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I think so. I don't know. I don't think I have any questions.
Questions from the board?
So when you purchased this piece of property, the shed was as is?
Absolutely. Under, yes, sir.
In 2009?
Yes, correct.
So it's been there for 13 years?
At least 13 years. Yeah, I believe it was constructed, and speaking with the neighbors, it had been there almost 20 years plus, but I'm not 100% sure on any of that. That's just, you know, in chatting with the neighbors and their memories.
In those 13 years, has anybody complained about the shed?
No, sir. No. And we also have, I should have added, this is also in the presentation, so you can notice that the lines are actually slanted, like it's a square, but it's slanted. So when you see our property line and you stand at the property line and you look at the one up there, like, oh, but really when you, you know, adjust for, you know, it being on an angle, that made a difference as well, at least from when we were eyeing it. And we didn't know, Miss Lingo rents out the property next to us, and we weren't aware that that could even be developed. So it was never, you know, a pressing issue, like, oh, are we on that property? We just thought that was her backyard. And but, you know, like I said, now she wants to put a fence up, and that's how we found out how close it was.
So she filed a complaint, you said, or with
yes,
the county?
Yes, sir. I think she wanted to put a fence up and make sure everything was in line before she did, which I understand. So, sure. And we want to get it right anyway in case we want to sell or, you know, whatever else
just
needs to be
right.
Done.
Sure.
Exactly, yes.
Ma'am, the
concrete driveway and the gravel driveway, were those also in place when you purchased the property?
We put up the concrete driveway. The gravel driveway was in place, yes.
Okay.
So we added the concrete, and I've talked to Ms. Lingo about that because I said clearly our driveway is on your property, and we whatever she needs to have done with that, we can, if it needs to be ripped up or last we spoke with her, it was okay, but if it needs to change, we can do that, citing that it is on her property.
When you say that the shed is on a permanent foundation, what kind of foundation is that?
It's a concrete slab.
Okay, so they put in a concrete slab and then set a shed onto it?
Correct, yes.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
Did you ever find out what the marker was that you thought possibly was the property marker?
I didn't ask. It would be Ms. Lingo's. I'm not quite sure when it was put in, so I'm not quite sure.
Is the shed movable?
No, and you know they're calling it a shed, but I think it's 2x4 construction. Like I think it's a shed, but it's been built there. It's not something someone, you know, you can see that it matches that. Oh, probably not. It matches our house and that kind of thing. So it was built on site.
Shed.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, correct.
So you're saying is that it was built there. It was not brought in and set on the
concrete. Correct, yeah. From looking at it, it looks like it was built there. There's no way that was moved in.
And so I would presume it's actually attached to the frame is actually attached to the
yes,
concrete.
Yes, correct.
It's not just sitting there with some kind of an anchor into the dirt.
Correct, yes. Absolutely.
Mr. Whitehouse, how much of the, what was she requesting for the variance?
Two variances from the side yard, 11.86 feet and 14.23 feet from the 15 from the side yard. So, and that's because it's a splayed angle.
So it's right on the property line?
More or less.
Pretty much. I think it's like 0.3 feet from.
Will Ms. Lingo still have room to put her fence?
She can put her, I think it would be a detriment to us because it would be, I think if you see in there, our trash cans are right next to our shop and that's actually technically on her property. So I think it would be a detriment to us, but she can, you know, it's her property, so she could run her fence right there. I think I can't see it being an issue for her putting a fence up.
Okay.
But she'd have to speak to that.
Mr. Robertson, any questions?
None for me, no, thanks. Don't have any at this point. I suspect everybody's waiting to hear from Mrs. Lingo. But
was there any permitting necessary for the concrete driveway?
Not for the concrete driveway. The last permit, there's a current permit pending 2022 for the shed, which is awaiting the outcome of this variance. And then the last permit before that was applied for in 2015 and CO'd in 2018 for the 30x30 detached garage. So I couldn't see anything for the paving since then, unless it was part of the dwelling in 2001.
Should there have been a permit?
If it's at grade, then no, depending on the area. So that's why it's not unusual to not see it. So.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation? You good?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You guys don't have it. For now.
If you could just take a seat,
yes.
And we'll see if there's anybody
you,
else with an interest.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case?
Yes, I would.
Please come forward and be sworn in. Good evening.
Good evening. If you could give your name and place of residence for the record.
Kathy Lingo, Lewis, Delaware is my actual residence.
Okay. And Ms. Lingo, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth this evening?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You have the floor.
Okay. It's not so much that I'm in opposition, except for the fact that I had my property subdivided, and this is part of the subdivision where I was taking off an acre of property. And the building actually in the back corner is 3/4 of an inch from my property line. So my actual line post is sitting right next to their building. And in the front of the building, it's about 3 inches from their line, or from their building. And also the concrete slab, of course, which they have offered to take up, which is going to have to be done, obviously, about 7 to 10 feet wide, and the full length of the concrete pad is all on my land. I do have a prospective buyer for that piece of land who has some concern, because should they want to do maintenance on that building, if we put a fence up, there's not going to be any way for them to maintain that building, like to put a roof on without it being on my property. I would prefer that they either scale down the building, if that's possible, or possibly have the building moved over, have a concrete slab poured, and maybe move the building over a few feet. If it were 3 feet, I wouldn't have had a problem, but the fact that it's a matter of 3 inches, that was really my concern. Really, that was the most of my concern, is the fact that, you know, I don't know how I can basically get a fence down there and them still maintain their building, or whatever the case may be in the future, and whether I'm going to be able to sell that piece of land, because I'm not sure that my prospective buyer is going to be too impressed with the fact that there's a building basically sitting on the corner of his land. So that was my concern.
I have a couple of questions. According to the survey that was submitted, the rear of the shed is about 9 inches from the property line. Your testimony, it's actually closer than that?
Yeah, the survey that I have, that I got from you guys, actually shows the back corner of their shed being 0.77 inches, and the front corner of their shed being 3.14 inches.
That's a misunderstanding. 0.77 feet. Which is about 9 inches.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
I just want to
okay.
clarify.
All right. I apologize.
That different was information.
Okay. So 9 inches and
3 feet in
three
the front.
Feet. I don't recall it being that far. Okay. 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 So yeah, so we're still talking, you know, less than a foot at
yes,
one
less
point,
than a foot, correct.
And maybe the 3 feet or so at the other point, but yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Any further questions?
You said that they were in agreement to take the concrete. That's the part of the driveway that's over your line. You said they
yes.
were willing to take that.
Yes, we had talked about that, and they agreed to take that concrete out, because obviously my fence would run across a good portion of it.
How long have you been the owner of that property?
I've owned my property since 1990, I believe.
To this point, have you had an issue with the shed being where it was?
I did not realize until I started to put the fence up and sell that piece of property and have it subdivided where the property line actually was.
But now, because you're wanting to put this fence up, and there's no way to maintain it from the other side. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, basically, yeah. I wanted to put it on the property line, or maybe, you know, a few inches or a foot from the property line. But with that building being there, I would have to actually put it a good number of feet from the property line to be able to get around it. Plus, if they decide to put a new roof on their building, they're not going to be able to take the roof off without it falling on over that fence.
Is there any issue on that? How is that drain? Is there gutters on that side?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Right
I don't.
Off. So that shears right up into your basically
yeah.
onto your property.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. I don't think there's guttering on there.
Any questions?
None for me. Thank you.
Does that conclude?
Yes. No,
thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like to come forward?
Yes, sir. I can stand up and forward. That's really from Ms. Lingo. I was just curious. She was saying to maintain the fence, you would have an issue to access it. I was just curious. I was looking for clarification on exactly what you meant from that, since you'd be accessing it from your side and you have the
easement that's coming down on your existing property.
You have the director.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I was speaking to her, so I wanted to.
We have to get it on tape.
No, I understand. I apologize. Never done this before.
I think she was more concerned about the access to your building.
Right. So she was concerned about our access. I just wanted to make sure that she was okay with her access from her fence. For her own fence, you know, aside from our building being an issue, she shouldn't have an, I don't believe she should have access or an issue accessing her fence. Is that correct, Ms. Caffey?
She's not, it's not a conversation.
Oh, so it's only with you. Okay. So then the question would have been for her. So I guess that's why I said I didn't know how that worked, but we would have to, because I believe that she should be able to access it and, you know, have access to her fence from her side of the property. But I understand the issue of being concerned about that.
If she wanted to power wash it, or if there needed to be some other kind of maintenance that needed to be done, she was, or just say she sells that property and the owner that maybe you do not have a favorable relationship with comes on that side of the property and he's on your property.
Okay, so power washing, got it. That makes sense.
That kind of maintenance.
Got it. That's what I was trying to understand where we were with that. Thank you.
I do have another question for you while you're up here. Does the shed have a gutter on it right now to collect water?
It does not, but we would absolutely be willing to put that up. That's not an issue at all.
That was one of the things I saw. Okay, if your shed is 9 inches from the property line, the actual roofing overhang could be right on the property line, and then you could be talking about water from your shed going directly onto her property.
To her property. Yeah, we can absolutely put gutters on, but I believe it's only a 4 or 6 inch overhang from the roof. I can verify that and get that information, but we
at most, you think it's maybe 6 inches?
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, sir. Correct.
I just want to confirm, too, you said that the framing of your shed is permanently anchored to the concrete.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Corbin, can we call Ms. Lingo back? I got one more question.
Ms. Lingo, could you come back, come forward? One more question.
Mm-hmm.
Were you planning on putting this directly on the property line, or are you trying to space it off a little bit, a foot, maybe 2 feet?
My intention was to put it on the property line only because I have a fence on the opposite property line, so I was basically doing the same thing on both sides.
Okay, so that answer is yes. You want to put
yes.
it on the property line.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is that all?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12750 for Joseph and Holly Gordon?
Is there anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
Once an employee was up. I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Sussex County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12750, Joseph and Holly Gordon, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12750 for Mr. and Mrs. Gordon for the requested variances pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing, and also with the condition that they put a gutter on the side of the neighbor's property to shed water away from the neighbor's property. The property is unique because this was a pre-existing permanent structure. Due to such physical circumstances, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Voting no.
Mr. Hastings?
Voting no also. I don't think the shed can be maintained with that small of a space between the property lines.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote aye. So with a vote of 3-2, your case is approved.
Mr. Corman, just if you could, just give your reasons, even if they're just for the reasons stated in the motion.
I don't want to see the applicant face the hardship of having to move the pole barn shed. And I think the two can come together and work out a reasonable resolution.
Thank you.
Next case.